Hello, Bedside Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking.
Oh, hello, Terry. It's John Hill's phone. I'm Marion.
Oh, Marion, hi.
Hi.
So funny, I'm actually just typing a letter about John. That's spooky, isn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, how can I help you?
I thought you rang yesterday.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I left a message. I don't know if you listened to it, just about the admission times. So, of course, you know, the hospital said, oh, can he be there at 10? Mr. Ross said 12. So I'd say get there before 12, but you don't go in at 10 o'clock because he will be sitting there for a while. So perhaps go in about 11 o'clock. All right. But if they ask you, say I said 10, but you're just running late. So I don't get into trouble. but he's sort of due, if you follow the list through, because he's due to be operated on at 12:15, but they're never, ever on time, okay? So David said 12, knowing it's probably going to be more like, you know, 1:30 or something before they start. So if you get there, you know, after
about 11.
11, yeah.
After. Yeah. Okay. All right.
They said 10. He'd be sitting there all day, but it was 10 o'clock.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, he's been forewarned, so he'll know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And has he got any other questions, or you're all right with all
that?
I've just got to learn how to pay the...
Oh,
I thought the... Terry, I thought the... good morning.
Good morning.
I thought the anaesthetist invoice, or, you know, he's... out of payment was a bit hot.
Wasn't. So let me see. Hang on, I'll just go. Let me go to tomorrow. So, okay, Mr. Ramati. Yeah, so what was his, because I'm just 1, 2, 3. Because I think your procedure, I think we've allowed, it's a 90-minute procedure, and normally they're about, I don't know what he's charged, but normally anaesthetists are about, if you're not insured, $800 an hour. So his total fee should be around $1,200. What's he charged you as an out-of-pocket?
$500. I used to have Wilga. Used to have no out of pocket.
I know. The likes of Wilga have long gone, I'm afraid, John. Sadly, and I know David sort of had an issue with Frankston Anaesthetics because we weren't quoting high enough. They all wanted to charge more, and but I think they've all put their fees up over the years. And
yeah, I think
we don't have a lot of control over it. So, yeah, it's you're paying more out-of-pocket for the anaesthetist and the surgeon, which is sort of a bit crazy.
Yeah,
but
that's gone on. I objected to that with Frankston Anaesthetic. They've always done that. They've been like a law unto themselves. And, you know, the surgeon, let's say, was 200. Mm. This is going back a couple of years. Mm. And theirs would be 400. And I'd say, this is crazy. This guy's, you know, this surgeon's done so much training and all that. And
the surgeons have more overheads too because they have all their, you know.
Yeah. Well,
and they've got to find the patients for the anaesthetists. The anaesthetists don't have to drum up the business. They just sort of latch on to a surgeon. We can't, you know, it's one of those things, and all I can say is that, you know, that you ring the rooms and say, hey, you know, this is a lot out of pocket, can you reduce it? You know, I'm struggling, or, you know, it's something like that, I don't know.
I might do that. Everyone insists on this payment beforehand business.
Yes,
but I might ring them. I'll try it. I haven't worked out how to pay that yet. I mean, I've only just learned how to pay Dr. Ross's one with the beep payment.
Yeah.
And this is one of these, the MediTrust, put your date in and all that business. I'll do something about it.
Maybe call the rooms. I know the lady there, I've spoken, Colleen is the lady in charge, I think, at that Casey Anesthetics, and look, she always seems very pleasant. So maybe
you know,
just,
you know her name?
Colleen.
Yeah, Colleen. Colleen's her name.
As in Irish.
Yeah, Colleen. Yes, Colleen.
Okay, I'll give her a call.
Yeah, and just say, look, Mr. Ross's, you know, always kept his fee really low for me. I'm hoping that you can,
yeah,
you know, do.
I'll give him a little call. And,
yeah, good luck.
And what time did you think I'll be on the slab tomorrow?
Well, officially 12:15, but they're never on time. The hospital has asked me to ask you to come in at 10 o'clock, but I said to Marion, maybe just come in at... come in at 11.
Yeah, 11. But if they
say anything, why are you here an hour late? Just say, you know, oh, you're running late. Sorry, don't blame me though.
No,
it's our little secret. Oh, I know, but you know, traffic was bad, and oh, I had to do this first. Or anyway, they won't say that. Just say you're here for your appointment.
And when they find out I live around the corner, there's going to be trouble.
Yes. Oh, well, you walk.
All right.
I walk today.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Okay, and I hope you're not sitting there for too long, John,
no,
okay?
Thanks,
all
Sarah.
Right. All
thank
the
you.
Best. Good luck with that, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.